From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, President Obama said he'd pick up the tab if Republicans wanted to have dinner and talk about the partial government shutdown. But it looks like House Democrats will get to the White House first. The president is meeting with them later today, and he plans to meet with GOP lawmakers in the coming days.
But first, concerns are growing today that the shutdown is affecting the country's ability to monitor food safety. Food inspectors have remained on the job, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has called back to work about 30 furloughed employees in response to a salmonella outbreak in at least 18 states that has sickened more than 250 people. More than 70 people have been hospitalized, an unusually high rate, according to the CDC. And with thousands of federal employees still furloughed, it's unclear how effective the government's monitoring systems are. Caroline Smith-DeWall is director of the Food Safety Program at the Center for Science in the Public Interest. And Caroline, the USDA issued a food alert on Monday, but how long has the government known about this salmonella outbreak?
The outbreak has been going on for several months, and we were first informed that they were watching an outbreak in late August.
And yet here we are in October, so why so long before an alert was issued?
CDC collects information from the states, and from that, they determine which clusters of illness actually link up to be outbreaks. They then have to consult with both the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture to determine which food is involved. It's taken this long, apparently, to determine that the source of the outbreak are three plants that are producing chicken in California that go by the name of Foster Farms. But what they haven't told us yet is what specific products are linked to the outbreak. And that's a real concern right now.
Right. And in fact, Tom Super, who's a spokesman for the National Chicken Council, says exactly that, quote, this isn't a recall because they haven't been able to link it to a specific product. I mean, how unusual is that? I would imagine that CDC investigators and food inspectors from the USDA are pretty good at this. Are you surprised that it's taken so long to pinpoint actual products?
I am. And I'm very concerned that with the furloughs right now, they may not have enough investigators really doing the job to get us to those specific products.
Now, just to be clear, do you think that the furlough of government workers in and of itself has prolonged this process, or do you think it hasn't affected it all that much since the outbreak began before the government shutdown?
The furlough has been going on for a week, but it is often, I mean, they usually do an announcement as soon as they have good information. So it's clear that they really started to nail down these plants in the last week. So this is just a terrible time for government workers to be locked out of their offices and labs, and also for government websites to be dark.
You know, when the shutdown first started, there were some people who wondered if something exactly like this might happen. But I do note that it's reported that all of the nation's meat inspection services are up and running. But on the other hand, only two of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention foodborne pathogen investigators were on duty in this past week during the shutdown. 30 workers have been brought back to the CDC to continue their investigation. Now, Caroline, if you could explain to us, back in 2006, there was a major outbreak of, I believe, E. coli in packaged spinach. How long did it take them to issue a recall then?
They issued a public health alert, and it took them another 24 to 48 hours to determine which spinach specifically was causing the problem. So if we start seeing product notices and recall notices out in that time frame, that might indicate that, in fact, the government's on track.
How much confidence do you have in the USDA and CDC's ability to handle this salmonella outbreak?
Well, I'll just give you one simple example. Their communications staff, those people have been on furlough. So yesterday it was extremely complicated, both getting good information out of the agencies and then getting it out to the public. You know, it's time for these public health officials to get back to their jobs.
And so for as long as there's so much uncertainty there, what do you recommend consumers do?
Well, there are three plant numbers that consumers can look for. And we recommend that if a consumer has any question about chicken that they have bought, to bring it back to the retailer and ask for a refund or get information from the retailer.
Well, we will have those plant numbers available on our website, hereandnow.org. Caroline Smith-DeWall, Director of the Food Safety Program at the Center for Science in the Public Interest, thank you so much.
Thank you.